Hi, everybody. Welcome to my podcast. This is Carol Topp. I am a homeschool CPA, and I am reviving my podcast after being gone for a year. I took a year off from podcasting, basically the whole year of 2016, partially because I had some surgery and I needed time to recuperate. Glad to say that I'm fully recovered. I see my surgeon next week, and I think it's going to be the last time I'm going to see her. So this is really good. But I'm glad to be back podcasting. I'm going to change the format a little bit. The podcast used to be called The Dollars and Cents Show, and I talked about homeschooling because we're part of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network here, as well as anything having to do with money. So I would talk about microbusiness routines. I talked about some aspects of personal finance, money management, career exploration, you know, how to homeschool on a budget, stuff like that. And this year, I want to change it up a little bit, and I want to talk about what is really my heart and my passion, which is helping homeschool leaders and homeschool businesses in particular run their organizations successfully, legally, in terms of the taxes and the legal aspects. So we're going to just kind of focus a little bit more on that. So this is basically going to be a podcast of the topics that I deal with when I run my business, Homeschool CPA. I am a CPA, Certified Public Accountant, and I help nonprofit organizations, but in particular, homeschool nonprofit organizations. And now I'm branching out to even help homeschool businesses with their accounting and business and tax issues and legal issues a little bit too. So I'm gonna just take a few minutes in this podcast to look back a little bit and look forward a little bit to just kind of tell you where I've been, what I've been doing, and what's going to happen in the future. All right. So like I said, I had to take 2016 off from podcasting. I had some surgery. It was a big surgery, but it was a preventive surgery. So I wasn't sick, but I was trying to reduce my risk of breast and ovarian cancer because I found out about a year ago, 2 years ago, actually, that I have a genetic mutation called RAD50. And that put me and my family, my women in my family, at very high risk, breast and ovarian cancer. And then I have a family history of breast cancer. So I went ahead and have what's called a prophylactic, which means a preventive double mastectomy with immediate reconstruction, something called a deep flap. And you can look all that up if you want to. And if you have more questions about what I did and why I did that, you can feel free to drop me a line, Carol at Homeschool CPA. And I can tell you a lot about whatever you want to know. If you were faced with a high risk because of a genetic mutation in your family of breast and ovarian cancer, I encourage you to look at a website that I found very helpful called FORCE, F-O-R-C-E. It stands for Facing Our Risk Empowered, our risk of cancer empowered. I've joined a support group, and I've become one of their what they call peer navigators, which means occasionally I get on the telephone with someone who's a woman who's in a high-risk cancer situation, and I can talk her through what her options might be. But also in 2016, as I was recuperating from my surgery, which was in November of 2015, there were some big other changes in the Topp household here. My father-in-law moved to be near us here in Cincinnati, moved into a senior retirement community, and it's taken a while to adjust. He's needed a lot more assistance in management and care in his life than we anticipated, so that is extremely time-consuming. For anybody who knows that they've been taking care of elderly parents, that's very time-consuming. And then about the time we feel like we were settling in and getting a routine with him and taking care of all of his needs, my oldest daughter, is 25, moved back to Cincinnati. We were glad to have her move back. She moved into her own apartment, and then she slipped in front of her apartment and broke her leg. Oh, and I've never had a child with a broken limb before, so this was brand new to me. But a broken leg is a lot more serious than I knew. She broke both bones in her left leg, her tibia and her fibula, and she moved in with us for 2 months because she could really not do much to take care of herself. So I was cooking and helping my daughter, recuperate with her broken leg. She was able to work from home. She's a CPA. She's an accountant like I am. But it kind of threw a wrench in my life for those months. I was happy to have the flexibility to be able to fix her. But at the same time, 2016 marches on, and since I was feeling better and recuperating, except I had to basically take time off to help my daughter for a little bit there, but I was back to traveling. I went to homeschool conventions. I met many of you in St. Louis, in Arizona, at the Cincinnati Homeschool Convention, and I also got out to Washington State and spoke at homeschool conventions out there, and you know, those are always rewarding. I'm looking forward to I'm going to be doing a little bit of traveling in 2017 as well and meeting some of you. I also did have two more minor outpatient surgeries, but they all take a little bit of recuperation time and things like that. So also in 2016, I wrote a new book. I wrote another book. Well, actually, I updated a book for homeschool leaders called Paying Workers in a Homeschool Organization. Now, you can find that book at my website, homeschoolcpa.com. It's also available on Amazon, like all my books are, for homeschool leaders, as well as other books I've written, like Microbusiness for Teens and Career Exploration. But this book, Paying Workers, was originally just a 20-page electronic book, and I put it out, maybe 5 years ago, but maybe more. But in the last few years, especially, last 5 years especially, I have been hearing from homeschool group leaders and meeting them at homeschool conventions and things like that, and I'm hearing about their groups growing and then paying more and more workers, you know, hiring tutors to come in to teach classes and teachers, hiring administrators because all of a sudden it takes a lot more time than just a few volunteers operating these homeschool organizations. And, you know, they're hiring bookkeepers, they're hiring me to help them, because and they're bringing in a lot more money. So I realized I needed to update this book. So there's a book group of a 20-page electronic book, to now it's, I think it's 130-page paperback. And I have it in PDF. I need to get it out in Kindle version. That's one of my goals in 2017, to get it out in ebook Kindle format for you as well. So the book greatly expanded, and I did a lot of research to write this book. I had to research about volunteers. Do you know that you could reward a volunteer so much or so generously that the way you reward her for her volunteer work could actually become taxable compensation to her? I didn't know that. I learned that in researching this book. So, you know, you might want to, I'm going to be doing lots of podcasts about the whole topic of paying workers, paying volunteers, paying your board members, you know, are the independent contractors, are the employees, all that stuff. I'm going to be doing quite a few podcasts about that in the next year to come. But you can certainly start by reading the book now, and then lots of blog posts over at Homeschool CPA about this whole topic. It's what has been on my mind lately. That being said, looking forward to 2017, I am going to be focusing again a lot on communicating information to homeschool leaders and homeschool businesses about the workers and proper classifications. So I started offering a service here in late 2016, early 2017, called a worker determination consultation. And what that means is that you may not know if your workers should be independent contractors or employees. And I do a phone consultation with you, takes about an hour, and then I write up a determination with a lot of facts and a lot of citing of IRS rulings and regulations and court cases to properly tell you how you should be treating your workers. It's a really, really important topic, and becoming more and more important as we have been hearing news of homeschool businesses that have had to close because an IRS audited them and found out they were misclassifying their workers and there were huge penalties involved. So in the future, this will be something I'm going to be writing and blogging about a lot and podcasting about. Not just that, but worker determination is going to be a huge issue for homeschool leaders and homeschool businesses in the future. I'm going to see some of you face-to-face when I travel to conventions in 2017. I'm looking forward to be at the Teach Them Diligently conference in Nashville. Then I'm going to be flying out to Portland, Oregon. I've never been to Oregon before, so I'm looking forward to meeting some of you in Portland. I will be in Minnesota first, though, before Portland, at the Mache Homeschool Conference and speaking to leaders there. And then I'm going to be speaking to a leaders conference in Wichita, Kansas. I've never been to Kansas, so I get to check two more states off of my list of states I visited in 2017. And I'm looking forward to doing that. And I am looking forward to communicating with you via this podcast. Now, podcasts are kind of one-way communication. You listen to me, but you can certainly give me feedback on what you're hearing and what you need for me to help you with or speak about by emailing me, Carol@homeschoolcpa, or find me on Facebook, Carol Top, or Homeschool CPA. Both have Facebook pages. Those are the best ways to probably communicate with me. What I want to do with this podcast is keep it short and sweet. And so I'm going to try something that Felice Gerwitz, who is the owner of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, where this podcast is hosted, she encouraged me to make more podcasts, but make them shorter. So I am going to attempt to do weekly podcasts, but they will be short, like this one, 10, 15, 20 minutes at most. And they will cover a much smaller topic, not trying to cover a topic in depth. That's what books are for. But shorter topics, so you just get a little bit of information of what you need, and then but know that you're going to get it on a weekly basis. And, of course, it's easy to find all the podcasts if you want to listen to a bunch, you know, in a row. You're going to find them at dollarsandcentsshow.com or at homeschoolcpa.com. Go to the podcast page. You'll find it right there on the homepage. And then you'll find a listing of all the podcasts that are applicable to homeschool leaders. Again, that's going to be my emphasis in 2017. Homeschool leaders, homeschool businesses, or heck, even if you're just a member of a homeschool group and you think it needs to be run better, this would be a good place for you to get information like that to help you to be, you know, a better participant and help the leaders. So, hey, I hope God blesses your 2017. I hope He blesses my 2017. Looking back, 2016 really had its challenges for me and my family. We are kind of glad to see it over, to be honest, and hoping for a better 2017. I'm looking forward to meeting many of you over the airways and through my website, homeschoolcpa.com, and maybe in person. Look forward to it. Till next time, everybody. Take care.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.